There are many satellites that orbit Earth. Typically, satellites like NASA's Landsat capture really large images, more than 100 miles across. For this project, the images are much smaller. Paul Morin, director of the Polar Geospatial Center, says these satellites function like human eyes to help make the 3D images.
You can tell when things are close and far away because you have two eyes and they're separated. That's pretty much the same principle. And instead of having two satellites, you have one satellite and it just takes two pictures.
Once there are two good images, those pictures are fed through a supercomputer, and software is used to find the same objects in both images. From that, it can calculate the elevation. Morin says the elevation maps are available online and can document landscape changes.
It can be used to look at the gain and loss of ice on a glacier. It can be used to calculate the extent of watersheds for a lake or for a river.
Topography on this scale is so detailed it can measure individual trees.
We have such resolution in this data that people can go in, look at an elevation data set from, say, 2 years ago, compare it with elevation from today, and you can see individual trees being cut down.
Collecting the imagery for this project has taken 3 years. Now that Alaska is completed, up next is the entire Arctic. Those maps are expected to be finished by the end of 2017. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.